members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning. Now, welcome to the call, the head coach of the Drexel Dragons, Zach Spiker. Good morning, Coach Spiker.
Good morning.
Coach Spiker.
Good morning. How are you? How are we doing, guys? Sorry about that.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Apologize for the delay. You're running a little bit behind this morning, but before
I enjoyed the opportunity to get to listen to Coach Scarry. I normally don't do that. He's got a pretty good stand-up routine. I liked it.
Before we talk about your two games last week, I wanted to give you the opportunity, as I have with all the coaches here this morning, to speak on behalf of some of your players who you feel are worthy of all-conference recognition.
I think we've got a number of guys that have really performed well this season, and I think there are stats that everybody has available to them, and I think they tell part of the story. But I think there's another story, too, to be told. And Rodney Williams is certainly where a lot of our success has started this year in the low block and on the perimeter, because he frees things up. But he's the only guy in the conference to be in the top six in scoring, rebounding, and he's also third in field goal percentage. And that combination, I think, no one else in the league has done that. And I think that's very rare. And I especially think that's a unique number when you put about how much we rely on him from a game-to-game basis. Other guys can do it, and they have other supporting roles. From a depth standpoint, we haven't had that luxury this year. So we've had to lean on Rodney an awful lot, and it's something more to him than any other season he's had here, and he's responded to the challenge. So very proud of Rodney to do that, and excited that we were able to give him an opportunity to score his 1,000th point this year, and he did it without much, no dramatic fashion. It was early enough in the season that it wasn't going to happen, that it was going to absolutely happen, you know. And then you talk about our guard play. Two freshman guards, and I don't think anyone it's not an ideal situation to play freshman guards all the time, but I think our guards have done a tremendous job when healthy. And if you look at a guy like Kirk Lee, minutes played throughout the season has been very high. Our primary ball handler and our secondary ball handler in a lot of games, but also shooting 40% from three at the same time while doing that. I described Kirk the other day after our game against Elon. He's not only the straw that stirs the drink a lot of times, he's also the drink and the ice. And to be fourth in the league in assist and to shoot 40% and to play the minutes he had, he's top five in assist-to-turnover ratio, and he's done a good job taking care of the ball, and also third in our league in steals. So the other guy I think that is worthy of mentioning is Kyrie Johnson. And Kyrie is number one in field goal percentage from the three-point line, and has done a great job with that. Right now he's been injured for a couple games, but our backcourt, as young as it is, to be in the top, you know, Kyrie's one and Kirk is six in terms of three-pointers. Those two guys have done a good job, and we're excited to coach them for future years, and we're also excited to have everybody going together down the stretch here.
Thank you very much for that. A couple of tough losses for you guys last week, especially the one on the road by one at Delaware, as Martin touched on, a game in which you guys made a great comeback, and then followed home to Elon to sort of go back and look at those two games and give me your views on them.
Yeah, you know what? We've had a number of tough losses. As a matter of fact, we've had five games this season decided by 9 points, and the Delaware game was one of those four games in league play that contribute to that statistic. And it was a hard-fought Drexel-Delaware game. I think a lot of fans in the region are used to that being a great rivalry, and I think Martin and I are both confident that rivalry will continue to be exactly what everyone wants it to be, and hopefully we're both a little bit higher in the standings in future years. But it was a hard-fought game. We made a number of plays to remain in the game. We had a number of guys that were either coming off or in the middle of an illness in that game, and we didn't have Miles Overton, we didn't have Kyrie Johnson, and I think if you would have known those scenarios before the game, many people wouldn't have given us a chance to be in the game at all. So I was really proud of how well the guys competed and kept fighting, and were able to get the lead. And Ryan Daly, who's had a very, very solid year, hit a tough shot over one of our bigger guys, a contested shot, and was able to preserve the win for them. So it was a hard-fought game, and you know what, I think sometimes in transition years, and certainly this is one of our transition years that we're having, you have games like that, and they can go either way, and we've had a number of them go the other way, and hopefully they'll go in our favor in future years.
I also want to touch a little bit on the Elon game, which didn't go as well, but you got a huge effort from Muhammad Ba in that one, 18 points, 12 rebounds. Just talk about his performance in that game.
Yeah. You know, something we haven't talked about, and they're not excuses, but you look at certain play, you know, guys and players and how the season's gone, there's a reason. Muhammad Ba has not been healthy for a big chunk of the year, and we've tried to get him back, and I think he really is probably as healthy as he's been since October right now, and he played like it. He played like a senior with some urgency, and it was great to see him play well. And, you know, again, we did that without Miles Overton, without Kari Jonsson, and a number of other guys that were fighting the same illness that we fought against Delaware. So we needed Muhammad Ba to step up, and he did that, and it was great to see, and we hope to get that productivity from him moving forward, too, down the stretch here.
We got a media question, Q, if you'll get that for us, Posh.
Your first question is from the line of Jerry Beach with Defiantly Dutch.
Good morning, Zach.
Hey, Jerry, how are you doing?
Good. I'm doing something on the state of big comebacks in the league the last couple of years. I know it's obviously your first year in the league, but I wanted to get your thoughts on you know, having coached in two leagues in 2 years. You know, there's been 29 comebacks for teams that were down by 10 points or more in the league the last couple of years. And I wondered, A, if the Patriot League had a lot of games like that last year, and B, why you think, you know, Leeds, you know, might not be as safe now as they were a few years ago.
Well, I don't know if it's a few years ago or whatnot, but I think any time the three-point line is involved, Jerry, that no lead is safe. And every league probably has its story of comebacks, whether you're in the Patriot League, as our experience was last year, or in the Colonial. And sometimes you're on different ends of it. But I thought if you're looking at double-digit comebacks, they happen. And sometimes it's things you can control. Sometimes it's things as a coach you have no control. And certainly the latter is a more helpless feeling. But that's also the beauty of the game. As the game has become, really, Jerry, the game has become more and more free-flowing. And anytime you attack the rim and there's contact, the clock has stopped and you get a chance to get a bucket or an offensive rebound on a free throw and a made three and to set up your press, it forces the other team to execute. You know, we had a game at Hofstra where we had no turnovers. Mm-hmm. No turnovers in the final minute and 15 seconds. And Hofstra came down and made a number of tough, difficult, contested shots. And we missed the front end of a one-on-one and two more foul shots. And then there was an officiating judgment call that went in Hofstra's favor. And that was all that decided the game. And so it happens. It does happen, and the three-point line is a part of it. And big comebacks are there. We had the opportunity to be at Navy last year, down 13 with under 8 to play, and came back and won the game in double overtime. And that pales in comparison to what Army and Coach Allen did at Navy this past weekend, down 25 with 12 minutes to play. It's the greatest comeback in college basketball this year, and won the game in regulation. So, and they did it with the with a three-point line and great defense. So I think it happens, Jerry. There's also, because it's happened maybe more and more and it's more publicized, when it starts to go the other way, if you're on the other side and you've got the lead, you get a little tighter. And maybe you're not as aggressive and you don't play downhill and you don't want to turn it over. Next thing you know, they're stealing the ball and going the other way. So when you're down, you play a little bit more free because you got to let it fly. So there's a little bit of a confidence in there, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. As you said, you know, the Hofstra game, you know, they came back real late and won. What do you take from that as a coach? Like you said, in transition year, how does that kind of serve as a teaching point and a building moment for you guys?
Yeah, you know, as a teaching point, you evaluate everything. We looked at it on film. There's probably 8 to 9 things that happened, and if one of those 8 to 9 things doesn't happen, we win the game. All 8 happened. And it went in favor of Hofstra. So that'll be something our younger guys and our coaching staff will all break it down and learn from. And there's also, if you make foul shots, it's all a moot point. You know, so what's the learning point from that is well, we try and avoid getting snowed out and having to play at William & Mary on a Monday and then Towson on a Thursday and Saturday at Hofstra.
Right.
You know, and those were three games on the road, Monday to Saturday. So that makes it tough. We had a 5-game in 10-day stretch in the middle of all that. So there's a lot to learn from. There's also reasons why things happen, and some of those things you can't control. And we learn from them, and we move on.
Thanks so much.
All right, Jerry. Thank you. Look forward to seeing you down in Charleston.
Thanks so much.
All right, Zach. Thanks as always for your time today, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
Okay. Thanks, Rob. We'll see you.
All right, you too.